InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show and jump on with Rick Santorum, he's going to be here with us in just a second. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Do we have Rick with us right now, Jake? I think we have him. I'm going to hand it over to Jake, the other guy, because he is the man. Oh, you're the man. You are the man. So anyways... Here we go. Here we go. It's all yours, bro.
All right. So today we have with us Sons of Liberty, Rick Santorum. And folks, for more information regarding Rick, his campaign, and everything that he stands for, his values, his morals, I've spent some time perusing through his website today, ricksantorum.com. That's RICKSANTORUM. And one of the things that I want you to keep in mind here is the reason that we brought him on. It's because we've seen that he's become a moral champion. You look at his website, there's no ashamedness about Christian values and morals. And folks at the Sons of Liberty understand that in order for us to have any type of victory, whether it be in economics, whether it be in education, whether it be in family, it's going to be based on the Judeo-Christian God. That's what we exalt, that's who we promote, because God is the one who gave us our liberties. And you'll notice through this interview that when Rick is speaking, I want you to take note of this. And you know what? We're the first people to hold people's feet to the fire. We've had a number of different political folks on, public servants, if you will, on our station before, and we have no problem mincing words with moral issues. And that's one of the things I want you to take note of. Secondly, I want you to listen to his overall philosophy of what government is. What is its purpose? What is its jurisdiction? What is it to be doing? And is it to be doing anything for you and I? And if it is, then what is that specific thing you're supposed to be doing? Another thing that I got from Rick Santorum is that as a public servant, he was 32 years old. He was pretty young when he first stepped into office as a House of Representatives, and then he stepped into the Senate shortly thereafter. And when I see on the debates, this is what I notice about him. And again, I'm just giving you feedback of what I'm noticing. When it comes to moral issues and moral topics, many people turn their head and scream and run the other way because they're so scared. What will the media possibly say? But what I've noticed about Rick is that he doesn't care what the media has to say. He doesn't care what mainstream candidates have to say. He's willing to speak up on those issues. So I welcome today to the Sons of Liberty, Mr. Presidential Hopeful Rick Santorum. How are you, Rick? And thank you for being with us.
Well, it's great to be on your show, so I'm a few minutes late.
That's okay. Hey, it's good to be in Minnesota, isn't it? I know you're way out there on the East Coast, typically, in the state of Pennsylvania. Actually, I spent quite a bit of time as a youngster out there because that's where my father's parents live, right out in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where I'm from. I'm from the Pittsburgh area, and I'm here in beautiful Des Moines, Iowa right now.
Awesome. You know, the Midwest is good, isn't it?
It is, and it's actually a gorgeous day today. I'm enjoying the weather. I was up at the Iowa State Texas A&M game for a while.
Okay, so you're a sports guy. Well, let's get right to it, because I know that you're constrained for time. Again, folks, if you want to find out more about Rick Santorum, RICKSANTORUM.com, RickSantorum.com. Rick, number one, I want you to speak on this issue, abortion. Tell me what you as president, what is your philosophy, what will your administration promote on the issue and the topic of abortion?
So this is a very interesting topic, because I was someone who, when I was in the United States Senate, 5 years into it, I had never said the word abortion on the floor of the United States House or Senate when I was there, because you know what? I was a little nervous about doing it. I mean, there was one thing about being pro-life and voting pro-life. There's another thing about speaking out on it. And this issue came along called partial birth abortion, and I just was abhorred by it. So I muscled up the courage, and well, long story short, I ended up managing the bill on the floor of the Senate for about 7 years and eventually got it passed. But I have to tell you that, you know, although I'm very happy that we got it passed, I'm happy that the Supreme Court found it constitutional after fighting with them after they said it was unconstitutional, then we pushed back and said, no, you're wrong, and we got it passed. It's, you know, that's just, I guess that's how, since I was at a football game, they use a football analogy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm concerned that, you know, we have politicians that are worried about, you know, at the 50-yard line and are worried about gaining 2 yards and not focused on scoring a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Not focused on trying to make sure that in the whole context of everything we do, we talk about what our objective is, and that is that the life of a child in the womb is no different than any other life, that it is human at the moment of conception, it is alive, and it should be given rights under the Constitution. And so that everything we do should be focused on getting to that touchdown. And I have to tell you, I mean, I know a lot of folks in politics on the Republican side, even conservatives, who just talk about some of the side issues, and they're important, fetal pain and a whole bunch of other issues that you know, are attempted to gain 2 or 3 yards.
Yep.
But unless we're stretching the field sometime, unless we're out there talking about the bigger issue, unless we're out there trying to reach for those bigger issues, then, you know, the defense is going to stack up on the line and we're not going to gain any yards. And so I really do believe that a Rick Santorum presidency would be different than anyone we've seen recently, with one that's committed not just to, you know, look, gaining yards we can gain, but also focused on making sure that whatever we do, we focus on scoring the ultimate victory, which is to give rights to every child in America.
So in order to have a child, and I appreciate that perspective, thank you again. Again, you have with the Sons of Liberty, Rick Santorum, presidential candidate here. You can't be a public servant if you won't protect life. That's the number one prerequisite. We are endowed by rights from our Creator. Among these are life. If you don't have life, you can't have liberty or property. So we believe that abortion is murder, straight up and down, and you cannot be a public servant that ensures the rights of mankind if you won't protect that baby. So I appreciate that answer, Rick. I'm going to move on.
Thank you.
Because now we have an issue of education with our children. You have 7 kids, Rick. How do you feel about education and the role of the government in education?
Well, we homeschool the kids. We've been homeschooling for 15 years, and I'm a great believer in a fact. The fact is that the people responsible for educating children in America are the parents of those children, and that the government's role should be, and I'm not against public education, I'm not against the government having a role in making sure its citizenry is educated, but the role of the government should be to work with the parents, since they are responsible for educating their children, and working collaboratively with them, whether it's in a public school or a charter school or a home school or a Christian school or whatever it is, that we should design an education system around the parents' and desire to do what is best for their children, and not around creating an institution that parents can sort of drop off their kids and say, well, now it's, you know, I've sort of done my job. I can tell you it's frustrating not only on the part of parents who want to be very active in the education of their children and care that their children are not just taught academics, but taught character and morality and spiritual growth. But it's also frustration among teachers who see parents who have been convinced by our society that it's no longer their job. That, you know, that once they reach, you know, 6 years old, that are 5 years old, that they can sort of drop off their kids and it's now the government's job to educate your children. Neither works. And so what we have to do is make sure that parents are integrally involved, that educators are open and to designing a program for each child in America, not for children writ large, but for each child in America to maximize their potential.
Thank you.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Yeah. Picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, you have with us Rick Santorum at ricksantorum.com, presidential hopeful for the Republican nomination. Thank you again for being with us, Rick.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity to blast out across the country.
Now, here's what's happened is I've asked two questions so far. Number one, I established that you cannot be a public servant if you will not protect life. Now, Rick is dedicated to protecting life. Would you say yay, Rick?
Yes, I would.
Absolutely. Now, number two, education. I heard Rick talk about the responsibility of the parent. Where does the jurisdiction of education fall if it doesn't lie with the family? We can't give ourselves over to professionals and expect they're going to do a good job or do a better job than the parent himself who truly loves his kid. Rick has seven kids. He homeschools them all. God bless you for that, by the way. We homeschool our children as well, and I think that's the best education that you can give a kid if you can give it as the parent to the child. But I want to tie in now. Economics are directly related to morality, and thank the Lord, I have not heard you say one-time jobs. Thank you for not saying jobs so far in this interview. I'm getting so sick of that word. It's not the government's jurisdiction to create jobs. They make sure that the playing field is level and that there's an environment for jobs to be created. But economics are directly related to morality. And I'm going to put you on the seat here, Rick. Why are so many people, I want you to speak to three things. Why are so many people not bold to speak on these topics, and here's these topics. Gay marriage, and I want to hear your views on it. Don't ask, don't tell. I want to hear your views on it. I want to also hear your views on adding sexual orientation to the definition of hate crime. And finally, I'm sorry, there was four here, a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. So I'll let you have it. Gay marriage, don't ask, don't tell. Same-sex marriage, as far as a constitutional ban, and sexual orientation, and then explain why so few others are not bold to speak on those topics.
Well, I'll answer the first one first. The last one first, I should say. You know, last night, Bill Maher goes on his show and said, Rick Santorum is like a Japanese soldier who's stuck on an island after World War II and doesn't know the war is over on the issue of being pro-abortion and pro-gay marriage. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that people don't go up and talk about it like I do is because you are vilified. You're vilified by the mainstream media, by Hollywood, by the educational establishment, all of the levers, if you will, of power. Even the conservative media, when it comes to these issues, are hesitant to talk about them. It's not polite conversation. And I stood up from the very beginning, back in 2003, when the Supreme Court was going to create a constitutional right to sodomy, and said, this is wrong. We can't do this. We can't have a constitutional right to consensual sexual activity, no matter what it is, that prior to that case, the court protected sex within the bond of marriage, because that's the sacred bond that government has a role of affirming and taking care of. But it didn't. There was no such thing our founders contemplated to say that any type of sexual consensual activity was constitutionally protected.
That's right.
And so I stood up when no one else did and got hammered for it. And I stood up and continue to stand up. I get all the questions in the debate on the moral cultural issues. I got the question from the gay soldier on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yep.
And stood up and said that it was wrong. I got the question from Chris Wallace the following week, basically called me a bigot, saying this is, I'm anti-civil rights. I do not believe that sexual orientation should be added to hate crimes, but let me be honest. I don't believe in hate crimes, period.
Thank you! Thank you! Did you hear that, America? Thank you, Rick. I was going to bring that up next.
So, if you want to go on down the list, I believe that this country is a great country because, as you mentioned, we are given rights by God. And that God is not any God. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
And that God, when he gave us rights, he also said, here are the laws by which your society is to be governed.
That's right.
And we, we fall short. We're human. We make mistakes. We do things wrong. But what we should do is orient our laws to make sure they are in conformity with the natural law, in conformity with God's law. And we don't. When we don't, we end up in big trouble. And that's where we are in the issue of marriage and abortion. And, now we see, because God's laws are not in conformity with what man wants to do now, what are we trying to do? We're trying to constrain religious liberty, throw faith out of the public square, because we don't want to hear from God anymore. We don't want God to have, our people who believe in God's teachings to have a voice in society anymore, because we do not like being told we're wrong. That's where we are right now.
Some people wouldn't want to admit, Rick, but where you're bringing us down to is what the Romans dealt with. It's what Pharaoh dealt with. I mean, ancient civilizations all through time. Is they're saying, we don't want God because he conflicts with our power. We want to be God. Now, I have a caller on the air, and this is a tough question, but I want to give it to you because I know you can handle it, Mr. Senator. This is Brian from Minnesota, and he said, we are losing the battle on gay marriage. I would like to hear your feedback to that, but Brian, I'll let you go ahead and present that question to Senator Rick Santorum, presidential hopeful for the Republican Party.
Hi, Mr. Santorum. I'm a big supporter of yours and others as well in the Republican field. I do think that the issue of abortion is different than gay marriage, very much so because of the idea of being consenting adults versus a child. So I'll only touch on the gay marriage issue. And that is that at this point, perhaps we don't have enough homogeneity in our culture anymore that this is an accepted social policy. And as a social conservative, I view gay marriage as an issue that was won or lost in the pulpit, and I don't think we can reinforce it through a defensive action legislatively.
Now, Brian, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let Senator Rick Santorum answer that question. I think it's a fair question. What say you, Rick?
Yeah, I wouldn't argue that the church has not been strong on this issue and has not preached the truth. But that doesn't mean that the people who know what the truth is should abandon it and relegate ourselves to a very, very different society. And I was getting at this a moment ago. This is not about gay marriage. This
That's right.
is about, changing what is right and wrong.
That's right.
And fundamentally, changing what people of faith can say and do in society.
Yeah.
And the ultimate objective here is to drive faith out of the public square, to drive morality out of the laws of this country, and secularize our society with a very different value set of values. And they have a right to do that, by the way. They have a right under the Constitution to come out here to make their case. But for us to say, well, they've made their case, they're winning, we should quit, is to me just I can't accept that. They're not winning. First off, there's been 32
That's
votes
right.
in the country.
That's right.
32 different states, from Maine to California, and it's lost every single time. And the reason it's you're frustrated because you look at these polls and you listen to culture, and they tell you one thing. But what happens is when people actually focus on this issue and they realize what their second graders are going to be taught,
mm-hmm.
how they're going to their values and that they hold dear in America. You have about 1% of the population of this country that is gay, and what they're going to try to do is now teach those values to your children in school. They're going to tell preachers and priests and clergy that they simply cannot talk about this issue, that they have to recognize them, they have to affirm them. It's not a matter of tolerance. It's a matter of changing. They're going to insist you agree with them. And if you don't agree with them, you're a bigot. If you don't agree with them, then you are a bad person who at some point should be prosecuted for the way you feel. That is something that, unfortunately, when you just ask this question generally, well, is it okay for people to marry? Well, I guess, yeah, it's okay. But when the debate is had in the states and people recognize what's at stake, mm-hmm. people recognize how life will change if this is instituted, then they say, oh, wait a minute. We'll be tolerant, but don't try to fundamentally change the entire moral structure of our country, which is exactly what this is about.
That's right. That's the end of it. Because law, once you create a law, now you have to educate. You got to get people familiar with that law. And God forbid if anybody has views contrary to that law. So now force comes in, and now we're taught and told what to believe. Our founders believed in freedom of conscience. There was no one national denomination because no one would say the way that you served God. Now they're saying God conflicts with us. Get him out of society. Rick, that brings back the hate crimes legislation. And we've got about 2 minutes here, so I want you to put a plug. How can people get in touch with you? How can they follow the campaign? How can they understand more of your views? How do they get more personal with Rick Santorum? Again, I encourage you to visit the website, ricksantorum.com. But going back to the hate crimes issue, and federal government stepping in and creating hate crimes. Can you explain your position on that? And we've got about 60 seconds, Rick.
Well, I just don't believe that we should be, we should criminalize actions. We should not criminalize intent. And that somebody's intent, there are lots of reasons that people do bad things, but none of them are necessarily more heinous than the other. And that you say, well, certain acts because of because of your belief structure are worse than others.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that that's a proper basis in the law. And again, we're criminalizing mental activity
yep.
as opposed to actions.
You got it. All crime is hate, folks. All crime is hate. Rick, we've got about 20 seconds here. Can you put a shot out? How do folks get in touch with you? Where are you going to be next, et cetera?
Well, RickSantorum.com, as you said, and you can follow me on Twitter and on Facebook, and join us, friend us on Facebook, and look, I appreciate any help and support. Campaign contributions are most welcome at this point. I'm here in Iowa tonight, and.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, boy, I'll tell you what, I got a smile from ear to ear right now, due to the fact that I just told Jake during the break, I said, that guy just preached our ministry from A to Z.
Sure.
And there was no conversation with us or Rick before the interview that Jake just did with him. It was also interesting, and I'm not capping on Brian that called in, but it's interesting how he, just like we were talking about the media prior to Rick getting on the radio with us, and abortion, by the way, hit both topics, but you're moved by polls. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And what did Brian say? That, you know, there's just no sense we're
losing
the game.
The battle.
No. We're not losing the battle, and we haven't lost the battle in any state. So what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. But see, people believe what they're told. And what did Rick say? He said, if you stand up against the homosexual agenda, what did he say, folks? Even to those that question who I am or my motives or whatever the case is, what did he say? I never said anything to him. What did he say? They vilify you. That's exactly. And you know what? Mm-hmm. And what did he talk about when he said about the conservatives? Mm-hmm.
That's why they won't stand up and say anything.
That's right, because they're afraid. And I'll tell you why they're afraid is because they're compromised men. And when he started to use the analogy of the football field, that's exactly right. We'll play on the field, but we won't take it all the way to the end zone. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That is compromise to keep going and debating on the field when lives are at stake. Mm-hmm. We have to bring it all the way in and say no. Mm-hmm. Speaking of abortion, speaking of the homosexual agenda, so on and so forth.
And it shows who it's really about. When you're willing to compromise on those issues and not go all the way, it's about you. It's about you. It's about you. And God and liberty are not about us. It's about them. It's about them. It's about them.
Let's ask the next question. Let's say locally here in the state of Minnesota,
yep.
Who's doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Who's willing to put their... Folks, I've talked to enough of these conservatives that it's scary.
Yes, it is.
It's scary because these people are not willing to do what I just heard Rick Santorum talk about. And he said it, and he's saying it all over the country. And what are they doing? The media is targeting him. Mm-hmm. Why are they targeting him?
Because he's right.
That's exactly right. And that's my point right there. Now, let me ask for those out there that compromise who we are as conservatives, why is it that you compromise? Why is it that you leave your children and your posterity this problem to deal with if they make it that far, if there is no hope, and if there is war in sight for this country? Because, folks, listen, if we don't stand up, we're going to fall. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of conservatives in this country that are okay with the falls that we've been taking, and I'll tell you what they're saying behind closed doors. Can't wait until I'm out of here. Can't wait until I'm all done out of here. You know, and I've said on the radio before, wait for what? Hasten your time in front of God for judgment? That's exactly right. And it's, folks, again, as I said at the beginning of the show, why is it that the left knows how to hate better than the right knows how to love? And why is it, and not in this situation.
No.
That's not right. In this situation. And why is it that the left knows how to lie better than most of the conservatives in the state of Minnesota know how to tell the truth? Why? And you know them by their fruit.
Right.
You know them by their fruit. And I say this to all conservatives, both friend and foes. Come on, guys. If we don't come together on this, we're going to lose our country. You are not the standard. Politicians are not the standard. God is the standard. And when he said Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, it's like, that a boy. That's exactly right. So
he knows America. You know, I gave the analogy 2 breaks ago, I think, or 2 segments ago, that half of America is on public assistance. This topic we're talking about is very relevant. Now, most of you listening right now that are social conservatives or fiscal conservatives, it outrages you that half of America is on public assistance, and that every person who takes $1 from public assistance lays a 40-cent debt on their children. That's immoral. I can't believe it. That's irresponsible. It's irrational. What are you doing morally?
That's right.
What are you leaving morally for your next generation?
That's right.
Are you saying to them, well, this is the mess I left you? That's what they're saying.
Well, I'm leaving you a 40-cent debt. Sorry, because I didn't want to be responsible. I'll keep 60. I'll pay 60 of it back. But kids, you owe 40.
Folks, that's what you're telling your kids, the exact same thing. Don't point the finger at liberals on that agenda and what they're doing fiscally until you're willing to point the finger at yourself morally, because fiscally you couldn't do stuff like that if morally we held the standard.
That's right. That's right. Well, they got their eyes fixed on the wrong standard, and it's the one that shoots for
the floor.
Shows
who it's
about. That's right. It really does. And I just think it was outstanding. I shouldn't say that I was surprised by what he said. I was happy to hear what he said.
Well, and you've
I was
said
happy
it.
To hear that he was taking a stand. Mm-hmm. He wasn't standing there compromising.
That's right.
Taking on other talking points. And, folks, regardless if we like this or not, especially for the conservatives that just might not like Rick Santorum, you know, the bottom line is, I didn't hear any air in his conversation.
Okay. What was he saying? He was saying what you should be saying.
That's right.
At your town hall meetings. You know, we've had a lot of folks on the show, too. And I'm not saying that some of the people that served in office weren't saying the right things, they held the right beliefs, but I'll tell you what, that was the boldest I've ever heard any man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said
on a national level, too.
Right. Yeah. I wrote a letter today to somebody who's serving in office right now. And I'm saying, why in the world are you dropping the ball, not being a champion for what you were? And now men like Rick, who will exemplify, just did it on the show today and in debates. They even said it. He's the one they always ask the moral questions to because they know. They think they're going to get him.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to get him to say something outrageous like gay marriage is immoral or abortion is bad.
Yeah, and he says, you know what, I'll oblige you. I'll say it. Bring me the questions.
That's right.
But if everybody would join together and say, no, bring us the questions. We're going to tell you and just establish what is right and wrong here according to God's standard, not according to my standard or my 2 yards that I might forfeit.
By the way, that
something.
Is liberty.
That is
liberty.
That's when everybody's standing uniform on what is right.
Right.
When you're keeping the boundaries. The government has to stay within the boundaries. People have to stay within boundaries and moral constraints. And the only way people are going to do that, folks, is when all people stand up and say, no, this is wrong. And I loved how he even brought the topic. It's not about marriage and two men marrying each
that's
other
right.
and a man marrying his pig or his stinking horse or a chair in his living room.
And that's
it's not about that.
That's the truth, what you're saying,
it's
too.
About redefining morality.
That's
it's
right.
about redefining what a preacher can say and that there is no absolute.
And it's not just a preacher. It's giving power to a tyrant that's going to basically call the shots at you regardless if you like it or not,
that's
folks.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen if you allow these agendas to go forth. Because he said that was exactly right what he said. It's an issue of right and wrong and doing away with right and wrong. That's what this is about.
And here's the source. When a politician can compromise what you think morally, What's at the end of all of this? He's attempting to enslave you, but then he's going to reach into your pockets. Folks, when you're starting to worry about getting your pockets reached into, you've already lost at that point. You forgot. You weren't vigilant to see the first step. It is morality. If he breaks down that moral barrier, that's the only barrier that you can put up against the tyrant and say, you're not moving any further. And ultimately, what is a perfect judgment towards you. So God bless him because he said we're winning the battle. People
yes,
are waking up.
Right.
And there is many people out there, no matter what the Chris Wallaces of the world and the mainstream media of the world says about you, about your candidates, and about those standing for truth, you're winning. And
yeah.
you will win because with yeah. God, you're always the majority. And those principles are what we are founded on. They haven't destroyed the foundation. They have not destroyed the foundation. So long as we continue to stand and keep that, we can build on that foundation. That's what we should be building as Americans.
And that's what I just heard.
Amen.
Great interview, by the way.
Amen.
Cool. Cool. Folks, you got.
Cool.
If you'd like to weigh in, thought 1-877-807-9977. I thought it was rather interesting the way the caller shot in his doubt to the listeners, and really he was trying to wedge something in there that was not true at all. For example, when he said that, you know, we're just losing the battle. There's just nothing we can do about it. Brother, are you looking at them by the fruits of what's going on state by state in 33 different states,
right.
or are you just paying attention to the polls?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you just got done doing is exemplifying exactly why I'm doing and exposing the media today.
Yeah.
They don't know how to tell the truth. They're hand in glove with this administration to oust and ostracize anybody that stands up for the truth. And then if they do stand up for the truth, you know what they do? They try to ostracize them, vilify them, demonize them. And folks, again, it's time that all the conservatives, it's time that all the Tea Partiers, it's time that all the Christians and the preachers are known for hate and bigotry and for whatever else they contrive in their little minds that you are. It's not hate. Jesus Christ was hated for his love. Read John 7:7. Read John 15 when he said, this is my commandment that you love one another. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did they hate him? Because he uncovered their sin
that's
and
right.
exposed their wickedness. And that's what conservatives do. And that's what Tea Partiers do. And that's what the Republican Party is supposed to be doing. And that's what, the professed Christians should be doing a long time ago. Because, church, you are the standard. I don't care if you're Catholic, Baptist, Presbyterian, whatever the case might be, Pentecostal, so on and so forth. You get the point. But again, you are called to be the moral compass of society, and we are to take responsibility to do the right thing right now, in the right time to do the right thing, folks. It's not tomorrow, it's today.
You know, here's the Christ that a lot of you folks say you serve, and I hope you do. I hope you do because that's the end of this, is the redemptive power of Christ and that power to come on you so that you see victory. But when a man came up to Christ and said, you know what, you need to get out of here preaching all this moral
yeah.
stuff.
Herod
because
will kill you.
Herod will kill you. What did Christ say? Oh, my goodness, this could affect my ratings. Go tell that fox that I will keep on casting out devils and healing people today and tomorrow and the third day. I will accomplish my purpose. I'm not asking his permission.
I know, but I think there's lines between church and state or something like that.
Between church and Herod? You know,
between church and government,
that's
really?
Right. Where darkness is, crimes will be committed. This is the topic of the theme of the show. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. Folks, you cause darkness when you take on that mentality that oh, it's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just where it's going. Okay, if that's where it's going, who's leading us there? Obviously, you're not being a leader. You're being a follower.
You lack thereof.
Go to be a leader and bring us to where we're supposed to go, just as Christ did when he spoke to that man in his ignorance who thought the king could wield power over God.
Yeah.
It's not us.
Yeah.
We don't speak boldly and say, we're going to tell them what to do. We're going to tell them where to go. No, it's what the Spirit of Christ says.
Yeah.
And when that redemptive power is in you, you see the sacrifice. You're going to stand up for it. You're not going to let some tyrant trample on the blood. And even worse than that, use that blood to promote his agenda.
Yeah.
They're using that blood the same way you're using your kids when you take that assistance.
If you allow it.
That's,
yep,
right.
That's right.
So the objective here is to become a leader. You can't. It's not even to become a leader. You can't not but be a leader. When you see that price evidently set forth, Christ crucified, and that redemptive power, you can't be.
Yeah. There's no negotiating at Arlington.
No. That's
it's,
right.
It's time to work.
That's right.
It really is. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll take your calls right after this break, 1-877-807-9977. And I want you to pick the next world leader after this break as well, 1-877-807-9977. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Capstone Homes located in Ramsey. Capstone Homes is a locally owned hometown builder whose mission is to provide you with the highest quality level of value when you purchase your new home. Capstone Homes happens to be one of the largest privately owned builders in the Twin Cities area. They are building around 100 homes per year. Why? Well, I sat down with Ben, the owner of Capstone Homes. He had explained to me how important it is to him to be able to offer freshly updated plans with a huge selection of structural and cosmetic options. I also had an opportunity to tour their beautiful 7,000 square foot design center. There were so many interior and exterior colors, styles, and options to pick from. Best of all, you will have one of their experienced designers to help you through the process. So with a reputation for honesty, integrity, and getting the job done on time, I put my trust in Capstone Homes. We use our company spotlight for businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Now, where does it say this? And proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof.
Leviticus 26, on the Liberty Bell.
That's exactly right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Dedicated to William Penn, and I believe in the 1760s, to his commemoration, because that was his purpose. As a matter of fact, I don't know, prophetically speaking, he said, let Philadelphia be a seed of liberty throughout the nation. Where was the first capital in our country? Philadelphia. Where was the Constitutional Convention? Philadelphia. Where did they sign the Declaration of Independence? Philadelphia. A preacher who came from England, who was a Quaker, that time, but fled religious persecution.
A pacifist.
He was willing to go to jail, actually, so I don't know how passive that is. He went to jail. But then he came over and
he established
William Penn.
Oh, wow.
In Pennsylvania.
Okay, cool.
He didn't even want it called Pennsylvania, but the king forced it to be called Pennsylvania.
I was thinking of Wilberforce and his sidekick.
Oh, yep. Wilberforce and Mr. Pitt.
That's right.
Who actually...
William Pitt.
He said that, what was it, necessity is the plea of tyrants.
And what do we hear constantly coming from...
We
better hurry up and pass this. We better hurry up and pass this.
Emergency!
What did he say again? Say it again.
He said that necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves.
Here, let me translate what he's really saying. We don't want you to read what we're about ready to do through this bill.
That's true.
So will you just hurry up and pass it? So then you have to undo what we just threw on you. Pelosi, I mean, hey, let's just pass the bill and see what's in it.
And then read afterwards. You can find out then. I mean, come on. What difference does it make now, then? Who cares? Just pass it.
That's interesting. Dolores, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Taking my phone call. I heard my commercial a little bit ago. Do you guys remember the commercial just played a little bit ago from when I had called in?
Yeah, you're the. I don't know if you're older or younger. You sound like you're about 70 years old. But in saying that, I said to you on the air, was your parents angry with you when they named you Dolores? Is that you?
That's right, yeah.
We played your commercial for a long time, ma'am.
You're famous, Dolores.
Well, thanks for that. I actually wanted to call in and just say how refreshing it was to hear Rick Santorum on the radio. I haven't really heard too much about him. Your show is actually the first time I've heard a real interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, when he started saying that same thing about our, you know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he's just going through everything, it's like, that's what people want to hear.
Yeah.
And I just was so refreshed, I mean, to hear someone that's running for president speak like that. So I wanted to thank you guys for having me on the show and, I guess, put a plug in for me, for him, that I'm excited that he's running.
Okay.
Thanks, Dolores.
Yeah, we appreciate your phone call.
Yeah, thanks for having my call.
You're welcome.
Thanks, bye.
That was really uncomfortable. That was mean. Dolores, you're exactly
right.
I'm
not trying to be mean, and I wasn't trying to be mean to Brian either. And by the way, I didn't talk to Brian. If anybody's mean to Brian, you are being mean to Brian. Ooh. Matter of fact, I think it'd be a good idea to actually give... the DVD.
Yeah.
The President Rocked the Capitol. We'll send him a free DVD because there's no.
Brian, call in. Give us your address, Brian. You can call in 877-807-9977.
What about Dolores? What did you think? Dolores was going to, like, take a shot at you or something?
I don't know. I was just kind of waiting for the punchline. But I think to make her point, a lot of folks maybe haven't heard.
Because the media doesn't want you to heard.
Exactly.
It's kind of like that guy named Ron Paul, the one that the media keeps blacking out.
Who? Ron who?
Paul Ron or something like that.
Uncle Ronnie?
Ronnie Paulie.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
Paulie.
Yeah.
Where does he
remember
from?
We talked to Ron Paul?
Some crazy.
And we had to tell Ron Paul before he was running for president, Ron, we've seen your billboards 10-1 over Obama and Hillary's.
Easily.
All across the country.
Across the country, yeah.
But why is it
but
that?
Who's Ron Paul? Paul.
Another interesting point. Mitt Romney, correct me if I'm wrong, this is about 3 years ago, advertised that he was coming into town, and there was only 200-300 people that showed up.
Yeah, not a big crowd.
No. Ron Paul had to move his place, his meeting, twice because of all the people, and they only gave the people a 1 week notice.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But who's Ron Paul?
Ron, but you're bringing up that name again.
Let me say it this way.
Let me Google him. Is there a wiki page?
We were talking about the media. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. That was CBS News. Yeah. The New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. That was Herman Dismore. This is Richard Cohan, CBS Political News. He said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. So if we don't like Rick, if we don't like Ron, we'll just black him out.
Yeah.
Who's Rick Santorum?
Rick who?
That's exactly the result that the media is looking for those that are blacking him out.
That's right.
Hello.
And, folks, if you want to hear what the media has to say, speaking of the New York Times, Herman Dismore, I think was his name.
Yes. I thought you were being funny there for a second. He said, is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view on purpose.
Well, I would like for you folks to read the article that the New York Times did on the ministry here and on Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. It's on our webpage.
Yeah, but you just kind of took yourself in that field.
SonsofLibertyMedia.com.
Or you can go to SonsofLibertyRadio.com. No, that's good. SonsofLibertyRadio.com. And by the way, we're getting some national outlets that are picking us up right now to begin to...
WorldNet Daily. You just did a column in WorldNet Daily for Joseph Farren, the guys down there. Very liberty-minded, very Christian-minded, very into reaching the next generation, folks.
They're activists is what they are. Right. They're real. By the way, I want to make a clear line between an activist and a Christian. Just remove the line. Because that's what a Christian is.
That's right.
Christians are Christ-like. If you don't see them being Christ-like... then it means because there is no Christ there to like.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the truth. So, anyways, I was just telling you the New York Times has deliberately pitched them to the liberal point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of that?
And what happens when somebody actually believes what they say and...
Oh, you mean like for example, when they're pushing gay marriage, when there's 20,000 protesters... And ABC, CBS, and the Associated Press twisted the truth and told you, the American people, that the 300 homosexuals were the majority... holding signs up saying, go home, bigots, to the 20,000 protesters. They made the majority to be the 300 homosexuals, while the 20,000 were the minority. That's how you get your news, folks.
20,000. Who are those 20,000? That didn't exist.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
So much for tempering bullies, huh?
Well, that's how I took it. Are you mocking me?
No, I was really saying, so much for tempering bullies. They're not doing their job.
You mock me?
When they become one and the same?
I think it's time for the American people to pull the curtain back.
It is, and they are.
Just like Toto with Wizard of Oz.
That's right. Just took a little dog with enough courage to go pull the carpet while everybody wet their pants looking at the big face.
Speaking of wetting their pants, I got to get out of here in a second. Now, folks, it's interesting. There's 295,734,137 people in this country. I actually believe there's 301 million now to 303 million people. Back in 2004, there was 15 different candidates, but you only heard about two of them. What about in 2008? Same exact scenario.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Here's your choices.
Yep.
Pick one. We win both ways.
I hate ending the show with this guy, but he's a great devil to really call out onto the carpet. Yeah. How fortunate for those in power that people never think. Listen to me, America. How fortunate for those in power that people never think. Remember when everybody started laughing at Hitler? There was less than 3% of his party. They laughed at him. They mocked at him.
Yeah, 3% of them.
Yep. And next thing you knew, he was in power. Then he started to kill off his opposition. He immediately began to overthrow his constitution through illegal measures, of course. But listen to what he said. How fortunate for those in power that people never think. Now, if the people were thinking in Germany back in the day, in the 30s, do you think Hitler would have ever got to power? Probably not. I mean, the guy was in prison for murder. He's a criminal. Mm-hmm. And he's the one saying how fortunate for those in power that people never think. Folks, it's time for you to start to think and act on those thoughts.
That's right, and act.
Our posterity depends upon you. And I'll tell you what, we can win the day, but the only place that we're going to find hope is in Christ Jesus, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen?
Amen.
We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you Monday. Go to GCN, GenesisCommunicationNetwork.com. Check us out. We're on Monday to Friday.
Two to three. Central Standard Time.
Maybe we should up that little ante there, yeah?
It's possible.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week, folks. Well, actually, we'll talk to you Monday. Have a good Sunday. God bless you. See you.